What?
Well, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Back after Phil had a variety of physicals yesterday.
And I'm Margaret Gray, and that was General Galen Shaw.
Yes, General Galen Shaw here.
Grab the physical, Mr. Henry.
Introduce yourselves.
Oh, sorry, this is Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard.
All right, and I'm Margaret Gray. So what happened? Give the information.
Nothing happened. I had a physical, my regular physical with my doctor, and then I went and had some blood work done. All for some jobs, you know, some upcoming jobs.
Some blood work done? What do you mean blood work done for upcoming jobs?
That's exactly what I said, General. I'm not going to...
He doesn't want to go into it, General.
All right. I don't mean to pry, Jesus.
Well, you're not prying. So that's what was happening. It was a very busy day, so we did have Kenny Slag, and...
The Kenny Slag, Phil, we're getting an awful lot of complaints.
A lot of people say, what's going on with Kenny Slag? You know,
well, what does that mean?
Well, they want to know, is it real, is it not, does it work?
What do you mean, does it work?
Well, does the Kenny Slag method.
I don't know anything about the Kenny Slag method. All I know is that cat buys time on our network here, on our website, on our platform, if you will.
Yes, we understand that, Phil.
Please don't hit the microphone, Margaret.
I didn't do it. I don't do it like him or him or him.
Don't point at me.
Well, I am pointing at you, because when you clowns screw up,
I'm not saying you did it on purpose. I'm saying, please don't hit the microphone.
As I was saying, the Kenny Slag, what were you saying?
What about Kenny Slag?
What about him?
Kenny Slag.
Margaret, Kenny Slag is that ass.
I know who he is. What about him?
All right, may I say?
Yes.
Kenny Slag, now I forget.
Kenny Slag does the principle of abundance.
Yeah. Oh, that's it, the principles of abundance. Robert, you said you got complaints?
Well, a couple of people stopping me on the street.
I get people stopping me on the street all the time saying, what's the story with Kenny Slag? Is that guy... Because I'm about to go ape, and I don't want to go ape until I get the facts. You know?
People are stopping you on the street.
Yes. That's a very curious thing.
What is?
Well, I mean, you're walking down the street, for starters.
Excuse me, but I do take walks.
Now, that's not unusual, but... So
When they see me, they say, General Shaw... What's the deal with, talk about Phil Henry or whatever the hell? Sometimes it has nothing to do with you. In fact, most of the time it has nothing to do with you. In fact, almost all of the time it has nothing to do...
I understand. So the time it does have to do with me, it's generally about Kenny Slag.
Yeah, a lot of people...
Well, I don't know, man. So refer them to the Kenny Slag address there.
What Kenny Slag address? What I tell them to do is listen on the Kenny Slag broadcast for the... doesn't he give a website?
I think he's got a Twitter feed, or he does the tweeter. You know.
Yeah, Doug Tweeter, and you can tweet it out.
What do you mean, Doug Tweeter and tweet it out? You don't even know what you're talking about, do you?
Yes, I do. He does a tweeter.
What do you mean, tweet it out?
I mean, you can tweet him.
You can tweet him what?
Look, I don't want to...
I'm just saying, Phil, that this is what people ask about.
Phil, you need to be... You need to understand that Kenny Slag... Well, he isn't anything, so...
What is this? Some phenomenon?
No, he's not a phenomenon, but what are you, jealous?
Jealous of what?
Well, the Kenny Slag effect.
Yeah, I'm really having a hard time with the Kenny Slag effect. All right, folks.
Don't be a cynic, Phil. It doesn't become you.
Yes, Phil, you don't wear it well.
All right, I'm sorry. Very, very sorry, but I have to say I am a cynic. Welcome to the show, folks. Phil Henry Show here for this Thursday. And let me see. Oh, yes. As you know, tomorrow night we are at the Hollywood Improv. We're back for 2017, baby. That'll be fun, man. We're going to have Horatio Sanz, as you know. We're going to have Lana Turner. We got Brent Weinbach. We've got Sarah Schaefer, Emily Heller. Man, it's going to be a lineup, you know.
Well, you got to get Sarah Schaefer's name in there. You don't have her on the tweeter.
It's Twitter. What is it with you guys with Twitter?
I know what it is. No, I'm doing that.
I mean Twitter.
Sarah Schaefer. Well, we just now are filling the lineup out, so... Nonetheless, a phenomenal, phenomenal group of people, funny people. It's going to be on Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv Lab. If you're in town, as we mentioned our promo, maybe you'd like to sightsee. Do you go and see the sights like you're visiting Los Angeles? Come and see me, because I'm sort of a freak of nature.
Phil's a curio. Yeah,
Phil, come and see Phil Henry. He's a curiosity. It's like something you'd see when you pull off to the side of the road, you want to get a drink of water, you're rubbing your neck with your handkerchief, you're wondering where you are and how God let you down, that you would be in such a godforsaken spot, and then an old man says, well, for a nickel, you can go and look at that, and he's pointing at Phil, and...
All right, I understand, Margaret.
It's a figure of speech.
That's more than a figure of speech.
Figure of speech? You just went into a speech.
You just went into it. You went into it.
All right, Phil, we understand.
So Friday night, come and see the freak here for a nickel off the side of the road at the gas station.
Oh, don't get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, for Phil Hendry and friends at the Hollywood Improv in the lab. Now, we had one, I'll never forget, we had one weekend, and I was talking to somebody at the club, it might have been Jamie or one of the guys, he says, geez, we had to comp some people because they came to see you, but they were showed into the, They were shown into the big room, into the main room.
So they came to see you.
They came to see Phil, and they were shunted over to the...
They were shunted into the main room. So, and I don't know that I don't think it was the club's fault so much as it probably was...
Well, they probably assumed that you were working the big room, and when they found out that, no, he's off there in the broom closet, you know...
Hey, Margaret, what is it with you?
What are you talking...
Well, you're trying to put everybody down.
I'm not putting anyone down. I'm putting Phil up. I'm saying he should be in the big room, and instead they stuck him in the toilet. Don't you understand?
That's not the toilet. The Hollywood Improv Lab is great. A lot of people prefer to work in there. I like it. I don't know what I do in that big damn room, okay? I'd rather have a small, intimate group of people.
A room easy to fill up.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
No, it's a nice, nice place. It's a great place to work, and I love it so much. All right, so that's Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv, and go to our website. We've got a link there for the Hollywood Improv Lab. It's the same ticket thing, you know.
Well, you buy tickets for the big room and the little teeny one at the same place.
Yes, so just hit that link. Either on our website, or you can go to our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/ Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS. And I have to spell that because I was the guy that came up with that stupid, idiotic tag.
You're the one that came up PHANS.
Yeah. And so every time I say it, now I got to spell it out because naturally, normal thinking people, like everyone listening and looking at me right now, would think it's spelled FANS because why? Gee, FANS.
FNAS. That's finesse.
FANS. Forget I brought it up. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. How's about if we go on over and take a look at the traffic? We've got Bob Bacon.
Phil Hendry Show.
Then we
traffic.
Also have Craig Hinderhouse, who's going to be with us. He's going to talk to Margaret about clogging. Here's Bob. Bob, what's going on?
It's all right now. The Bob is real. We've got to play the Boston Marathon. It's the Boston Marathon right now, the option to cap it. And the campaign is beginning, and that's General Sherman of the season. Find out probably about 6 o'clock tonight whether or not General Sherman burned the hell out of that hole and burned your farm down. It's out there. Find a rebel too. Out there. There's Skyboy.
Hey, Mom, up there on the show. What's that right now? Look at Buddy.
Booker Winston hair nose trimmers are now available, bigger and better than ever. Booker Winston hair nose trimmers are on the move, and they're headed your way. Yes, the Booker Winston hair nose trimmers will say yes to trimming hair nose and no to anyone that wants to get in their way.
I'm a Booker hair nose hair trimmer, and I say let's get rid of that hair nose now.
Booker hair nose trimmers are lightweight. They're made out of copper. They fit tightly into your dungarees, or you can put them in your hair. Just walk around with one of them hanging from your nose. Booker hair nose trimmers. They know exactly what you need, and they're there for you. On the move, Booker hair nose trimmers. Available now at your local Fundermes department stores.
I'm a Booker hair nose hair trimmer. Get the fuck out of my way.
Oh my God, it said fuck. It said fuck. Are you getting cleaning power out of your detergent? Probably not. That's why Boxby's is the number one detergent for every kind of wash available. Boxby's detergent cleans underwear, cleans handkerchiefs, cleans every kind of apparel you could possibly wear except for leather jackets. Boxby's detergents and cleansers. Go and get them and clean your home, clean your life, clean you. Clean yourself up with Boxby's.
Hello, I'm Father James McQuarters. It isn't often that I endorse a detergent, but I'm here to tell you that God himself and the Son, Jesus Christ, they'd use Boxby's had they any need at all for washing clothes.
Boxby's. Say it loud. Say it proud. Say it often. Say it over and over and over.
Boxby's.
Boxby's. Boxby's. Boxby's.
Boxby's detergents.
Boxby's.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California here on this Thursday. And it's sort of just kind of light and lilting and nice, isn't it?
Well, I was commenting. Margaret, you were playing a song earlier.
You know something? One of my favorite songs of all time, and I think it's a very, very indicative song of the wintertime, is the one by The Door.
What do you mean, The Door?
I'm sorry.
The Doors.
The Doors. And it's called Do, 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 Do. You know the song?
Yeah, it's called Wintertime Love.
Wintertime, that's it. Wintertime Love. And I asked Bud to dub that off for us. And this reflects, do, do, do. This reflects the winter in California, which is much different from the rest of the country. We don't have snow, but we have the crisp winds. You know, Phil?
Yeah, it gets cold.
Say that again. This was Phil, folks. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. You got a point. Don't point everything out. You're saying something about winter.
Yes, well, what I was saying is, this is Jim Morrison, and...
This kid Morrison. Turn that down. Can I ask a question?
No, you may not. I'm still talking.
Sorry.
This is The Doors, and this is Wintertime Love. Fuck it.
Hey, Margaret, you know, what I wanted to say... Wait a minute. Why with the language?
I'm making a point about Wintertime Love.
All right, I'm sorry. I wanted to ask about the Morrison kid.
You can ask all your questions about his drug overdoses, etc., when I'm done.
Now, how do you know I was going to ask about that?
Were you or were you not?
Jesus, she goes, were you? Yes, I was. All right, she's got a point. Hold off, General.
Thank you, Phil. Now. Do, do, do. You see how this is very, it comports very nicely with the California winter feel, is all I'm trying to say. I don't want to belabor the point. Frankly, I don't care, and I hope and pray that most of the audience doesn't care. Because to fixate on this crap...
Well, I mean, you care about it, don't you?
I did until...
Until you got it on the show.
Yes, until I brought it onto your show. Then suddenly I went, my... This is... It's almost like thinking you look good, and then you take a look at the mirror, and you go, nope, mm-mm.
All right, Wintertime Love there.
I want to ask this Morrison kid. He's the kid. Didn't he have a television show or something like that?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't have a TV show.
Who was the kid that had the TV show?
Elvis Presley.
There it is, Elvis Presley.
You know, how do you get Elvis Presley out of Jim Morrison?
I mean, you only got... He was a singer, isn't he?
Yeah, there's a lot of singers. How do you get Elvis Presley out of Jim Morrison?
I thought of this kid Presley when I heard Morse. Weren't the two of them found on a bathroom floor?
That is very disrespectful.
Were the two of them, or were they not, found together on a bathroom floor?
No, they were not. What do you mean, together?
So they were apart.
What? What are you talking about?
You know, General, you are badly misinformed.
Well, if I'm badly... Why am I talking to you clowns, then? And maybe I ought to know better. Because if I want to get some straight information, the last people I want to talk to...
Wait. Where did you hear that Jim Morrison and Elvis Presley were found together on a bathroom floor?
I heard that the guy... Who's the one guy? Presley. You know, he was found on a bathroom floor.
Wait, you know, you're not that much old. In fact, Presley would have been right in your wheelhouse, man.
What are you talking about?
When you were in high school, wasn't Elvis Presley happening?
Yes, everyone loved Elvis Presley.
Well, then why does he sound like such a strange phenomenon to you? You're talking about, hey, who's this guy Presley? And
you know something, Phil? I had better things to do than to shake my rear end to every kind of hillbilly that came down the lane. I was in the United States Army, and I wanted to make a statement on behalf of my country. I didn't have to hang around the pool hall.
You know, General...
Wait. I'm going to finish this. You started it, I'll finish it. I was not going to be hanging around...
Hey, let the record show I didn't start anything.
Well, somebody started it.
And I didn't either.
All right, then I did. I started it, I'm finishing it. Okay, anybody got a problem? You?
No.
All right. Now this asshole Presley... Oh, forget it.
So Presley, you had better things to do...
Than to sit around and shake my ass to every hillbilly. These guys coming at, you know, do-do-do-do-do... Forget it, man. No way. Not me. Not today, friend. I got bigger fish to fry, I got places to go, and people to see, and I gotta see a man about a dog.
One hell of a...
Yeah?
Nothing.
All right, well, thank you, General. So, that and Jim Morrison?
That and Jim Morrison what?
You said they were found again!
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Somebody told me they were both found on a bathroom floor.
Well, first of all, both men died under very tragic circumstances, so for you to even intimate that there was something humorous about it...
Did I say that?
Well, General...
Did I say that?
You're intimating it.
What does that mean?
You're fooling around with it, you know.
Yeah, come on, General. Let me tell you what, my man. I've seen a dead body or two, so I would never do that. If Morrison and Presley were found together dead on a tile floor, then that's the way it was, and I've got nothing to say about it.
That was not the case. One was found in Paris, and the other was found in Memphis, Tennessee.
But on bathroom floors.
I don't know, and I won't comment.
Well, Phil, I think it was very well stated.
I'm not going to comment, and I'm not going to allow... You know what? I'm sick and tired of this stuff. Both men died tragically, and let it, you know, end there, okay?
So you don't want to discuss whether they were... One of them was on a bathroom floor with his pants...
No, I don't want to discuss it. All right, Craig Hinderhouse is going to join us in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. When we come back, he's going to be talking to our friend here, our very deep, close, personal friend, Margaret Gray, about clogging. And, you know, isn't there like a clogging?
Well, there's been a variety of clogging festivals, Phil, that have been through the Appalachian Mountains. Clogging is something that the hill people do, the hill folk, the mountain people. And clogging is now becoming very, very popular in the cities as well. Yes, clogging has come down the side of the mountain, has crossed over the freeway. What?
Go ahead.
I was going to say clogging has...
Clomping's not popular.
Clomping?
Clogging.
Yes, clogging is very popular now. It has, ladies and gentlemen, clogging has come down from the mountains. It's crossed over the freeway.
We'll be right back.
No, and it's wandering through your neighborhood.
Like
The Walking Dead.
World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'll be right back.
Come on, let's go.
Jimmy right here, and every Saturday night the dances come apart, the people are on the floor, and we've got big, tall, cold ones for only 5 cents. 5 cent night at Hanky Jimmy's. It's happening this weekend. Come on down. We've got Ray the DJ. We got Clowna and Lana, and all the girls are there. Come on in for a burger. We got those big Triple Jack burgers. And remember, nickel beer for 1 hour. Nickel beer for 1 hour and 1 hour only. That's at 5 a.m. when we're closed.
Hanky Jimmy's on the highway.
Sweet Farm is a place where you bring your loved one, you sit them in a chair, you open a window and get some air on them. While you go and talk to the doctor, they're allowed to rise up out of the chair, look around, wonder where they are, and begin to wander out across a field. There is a super highway near there, but please don't worry yourself. At Sweet Farm, we know where the highway ends and your loved one begins. Sometimes it's about 100 yards of...
Sweet Farm. Where the highway ends, your loved one begins, and vice versa.
Yes, Sweet Farm. Always Sweet Farm, and forevermore Sweet Farm.
Take exit 6 at Sedalia.
Where the cattle drive starts.
Like the ceiling can hold
us. Margaret Gray and Phil Henry with us, and Craig Hinderhouse. I'm really excited about this. Having Craig Hinderhouse on the line with us is sort of a dream come true for me, because I've always been a big, big fan of his. He is a dance teacher, and he's going to be teaching us a little bit about clogging. I've been taking a clogging class from Craig now for the last 3 weeks. Not because I really wanted to bring it into the show or bring it on the air or anything. Craig, hello, it's Margaret, and thank you very, very much for making yourself available on such a short notice.
Oh, hello. Well, always a pleasure.
And Craig, you teach clogging. You teach all kinds of dance, don't you?
Yeah, every kind of dance there is. I guess clogging is one of a variety of dances that I teach, but also the contemporary dances and a lot of the circa 1960s style discotheque dances that we call.
What is a discotheque dance?
Discotheque dancing is anyway like the Watusi.
And the twist.
Yeah, and the twist and the mashed potatoes. Then later on you have the more contemporary dances. And people started to ask me about if we had offered a class in clogging.
Clogging has gotten popular, Craig, since when, would you say?
I think clogging has gotten popular over the years. Probably starting in the 80s, people started to talk a little bit more about clogging when the Internet became active. And you had, not so much as it is today, but you had music channels, too. And music became less formatted. And people would hear the clogging. And people get out and travel, and they see it off the side of a highway. Probably want to know what that is. And
now, what do you mean by off the side of a highway? Talking about like a clog festival?
You know, if you're traveling traveling through the South, a lot of times you'll see people walking and they'll break into a clog step. I myself will do that an awful lot. I found a song online at a clogging festival in England. That's what, Margaret, I think you wanted to play that.
Now, this is the song we were playing earlier, Phil. It's Bill Deal and the Rondells. It's a song called May I, but they're clogging to it. Do you know the song?
Oh, I know the song, yeah.
What was it called?
It's called May I, but the women are clogging to it. I think it's really unusual.
But it was meant to be a joke.
Not May I, it's I've Been Hurt.
That's right, it's called I've Been Hurt.
I thought it was a joke.
And it's a great song, and very interesting to see the women dancing to something like that.
Hold on for a minute, Craig. What did you say?
It's a joke.
What? Who's a joke?
It's the women dancing to the song I've Been Hurt. It's a joke. You see what I'm saying? They're making it. They're not exactly doing it seriously. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you that, but that's the case.
Yes, this is the song, right, Craig?
Yeah, this is great. People clog to this.
No, but this song is not for clogging.
Wait, hold on for just a second.
Now, Margaret's gonna get out and clog to this, right? And
yes, here I go.
And are you doing the step track?
Hold on for a minute.
All right, Margaret's clogging.
That's our clog music.
Is she doing the steps right? I've got to know.
Yes, I'm doing them right. All right.
She's dancing her ass off, I'll tell you that.
Well, I can't see a goddamn thing.
Please watch your language, sir.
I apologize. And so...
Oh, God, I gotta sit down. All right, so there it is. That's called I've Been Hurt.
Yeah, and that was... You're saying it was a gag.
It was a joke. The people that put that up online were kidding. That's not clogging music.
Oh, my ass.
The hell it's not. I have people from miles around clogging to that.
That song, I've Been Hurt, by Bill Deal and the Rondells, it's like a roadhouse song, man. It's got nothing to do with clogging.
Well, if it has nothing to do with clogging, I would say, but you say they're mocking clogging.
They're mocking the clogger. Is that what they're doing?
They're not even doing that. Whoever put the video up of those cloggers, that was in Hampshire.
No, those are Americans.
No, they are not Americans. They're British.
Get a load of Phil, and he thinks he knows all about clogging, huh, Craig?
This is very interesting. Margaret told me you were a little pushy. I didn't know.
I'm not being I'm just giving you the facts. Those cloggers that you showed me on that videotape are at a British festival. It's something called the Waterside Event, the Waterside Arts Festival.
Yeah, I can read. I saw that on the video.
All right, you know how to read? Then you can look it up. It's in Hampshire, England.
It's in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
No, in Hampshire, England.
All right, let me ask you.
Why are you guys arguing with Philly? He looked this thing up.
Oh, well, I don't mean to argue with Phil, but I think I will argue with Phil because I've been investing my time and energies into investigating clogging. And
I tell you that clogging festival you showed is in Hampshire, England. They're not Americans. They're British dancers. It doesn't matter.
But they are clogging properly.
They are clogging better than any American I ever saw. That's what I find troubling, I guess, more than anything else.
Well, let's listen to it again, Phil. This is, again, what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is the song I've Been Hurt. Here.
This goes so well with clogging.
Hold on, I'm... Yes,
I can't see her. I don't know whether she's clogging or not.
I'm clogging, all right?
All right.
Doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
That's it.
Now, what are you doing, Margaret?
I'm clogging, you ass.
Well, Jesus Christ.
You don't understand what she's doing?
She's jumping around. It looks like she's got some kind of... It looks like she's trying to get something off of her shoe, as if she stepped in something filthy.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The way you're shaking your foot, it looks like you've got some kind of dog dung on it.
No. That's not it at all, General. When you clog, you are shaking your leg, and you look as if you have... what's the St. Vitus dance? And clogging originated among many of the hill people because they had a nervous tic that caused them to hop up and down and shake their legs as if they're trying to get an animal off of it. And I had a grandfather, as a matter of fact, was a great clogger. And one of the ways that he got into clogging is he was a man. He had like 7 or 8 or 9 kids, I forget, but they'd always just grab his leg, and he couldn't get out the door to go to work. So he'd say, "Get it off me, get it off me," and shake his leg. And someone said, "Well, that's a pretty good clogging move." So okay, here we go.
All right, watch me now.
Whee! I can't see it.
She looks like she's clogging pretty good.
Well, you don't know. Margaret, I wish you would have told me.
Yeah, Margaret's clogging, all right.
Whatever that means, Margaret's clogging all right.
Yeah, all right, so I'll have to take your word for it, but right now I'm in the middle of a rehearsal for a dance festival we're having this evening.
Now, you're having a dance festival there. Where are you, by the way?
I forget where I am. I think I'm in Santa Barbara.
Yes, in Santa. I forgot to mention, Phil, he's in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I'm in Santa Barbara, and we're going to have a dance festival this evening. It's going to be featuring some 15 different dance groups, and they'll show, you know, they'll demonstrate a little bit of clogging. They'll show a variety of folk dances, and I think it stands to reason, it bears repeating, that you must do it properly. That's why it's very difficult for me to be on the phone.
I'm going to get up and do it some more.
Don't get up and do it, so I can't see it.
All right, show. I can tell you she's shaking her leg as if she's got dog shit on the end of it.
She's shaking her leg as...
Kill the music. Kill the... What did you say?
Oh, I heard him. He said you're shaking your leg like you've got dog shit on the end of it. Thanks a lot.
You're not allowed to hang up.
I'm not allowed to hang up.
You can't hang up. Talking here with Craig Hinderhouse, who's a dance instructor in Santa Barbara. Margaret has been demonstrating clogging, which is now a very... And this is a joke video on YouTube of these women clogging to Bill Deal's I've Been Hurt, but you guys say it's perfect clog music.
Oh, it's absolutely perfect clogging music. It's bright, it's upbeat, it's fun.
You should do it really to banjos and to the sounds of, banjos and hillbillies and that kind of thing. I don't know how else you would say it, but unfortunately, we don't have that kind of music, so...
All right, well, Craig, thanks for being with us.
Wait, what do you think you're doing? I'm not even done. I'm not even close to being done.
Yeah, we got a couple of more things we want to talk about, if that's all right.
Go ahead. I thought we were finished.
Let me go. Can I ask a question?
No, you may... Well, it's your show, Margaret.
Well, let me think about it.
It's actually my show.
Who's that?
I'm Phil Hendry, my show.
All right.
Well, go ahead, Phil.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Thank you.
Let me ask my question.
I get to do what I want to do.
Margaret gets to do it because Hendry said...
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry said...
I want to ask him, what is that music?
It's a little bit of techno. That's all. Just...
I want to ask about this, the clogging that you teach and that we were taking for... That's very disturbing.
Hold on for a minute. Turn it off, Charlie. It's not... No. No one cares. People are trying to get away from it. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Would you please turn it off? Turn it off. Please. Please. Oh, please. Would you please turn that shit off? Thank God. All right. So,
boy.
Let's just get to the question here.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't take that house party bullshit.
So, clogging started as a way for people. It looked as if people were shaking something off their leg. Is that right?
Yes. Clogging, I think, started when people were trying to get the extra kid that was hanging on their leg, at least my grandfather, or they were trying to get some kind of filth off of their foot like a dog dung or cow. That's what it looks like. Nowadays, we know clogging is something else. It's just a very happy, free-spirited kind of popping around, jumping around, dancing that anyone can do. And in point of fact, everyone should do, because we feel that it keeps you very healthy and it keeps you spry. And it keeps you looking good. Now, this music, I've Been Hurt, by Bill Deal and the Rondells, you say it was a gag, Mr. Hendry, but I'm here to tell you that it is absolutely perfect for this. Now, here's the...
This is a different song.
This is May I. I went out, I got this record, too. Yeah. I'm clogging now. Can you see?
No, we can't see.
Can't see a thing.
All right, well, trust me when I tell you I'm doing it right.
Well, I was doing it right too, Craig. I was doing it right too, Craig.
May I? 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 May
That's great.
Hold the phone, will you? Turn it down. Turn it down. Hold the phone, Henry, okay?
Don't call him Henry. He's the host of the show.
I'm sorry. Hold the phone. What I'm demonstrating here is the intricate move between the left and the right leg.
No one can see you.
Well, then why were you doing this?
And you said you couldn't see her either.
Well, can you see her?
Yes, I can see her.
Well, yeah. Boy, that's a bad copy of that record.
All right, turn it down, but yeah. So having said all of that, and talking about clogging, when's the next big clogging event?
Well, the big clogging event is probably every time you eat a piece of apple pie.
Very good. Very, very good, Margaret. I'm glad you're finally working on those.
What does that mean?
Because most of them are stale as hell.
I've got to admit, it's pretty funny.
So the next big clogging event, Phil...
I understand. When's the next big clogging dance event?
Oh, the next big clogging dance event is going to be here in Santa Barbara at the Santa Barbara Dance Hall, and we're going to have 400 cloggers, and we're all going to get together and clog to a song called Shame, Shame by Magic Lantern. Here it is.
Yeah. The game.
What?
They found an awful lot of these old R&B records are perfect for clogging, Phil. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I don't know, Phil, but...
All right, Craig, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us, man. Hey, Craig, thanks for... Shit. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Did you say something, Phil?
Yeah, I said thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, what's wrong?
That was a bit that was thrown together at the last minute, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Did you just get that guy to come on the show like 5 minutes ago?
Well, I told Bud. I said, what's Phil got planned? He said a few things. I said, let me just jam something in.
Why did you want to jam that in?
Because I'm learning the clog steps. I'm going to be in that festival.
Why did it have to get jammed into the show?
Because you didn't look like you were ready.
Well, I was ready until I heard all of that shit.
Well, now, what has that done? Has that just blown your whole trip?
Yeah, pretty much. Bill Deal and the Rondells. All right, we're coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show is Steve Bozell talking about the Trump inauguration and a woman by the name of Rebecca Ferguson, who's she says she wants to sing at the Trump inauguration if she's able to sing the Billie Holiday song, Strange Fruit.
Oh, my God.
What's that about? You'll find out, man.
So anyway, we'll hear about that. When we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, baby.
Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
Table. Oh, I love it. Don't say.
Hey, Margaret, thank you. Phil Henry here for the Backstage Pass. Now, I could have gotten celebrities to promote this. I could have gotten any number of people to say, you should get a Backstage Pass. Hi, I'm Clark Gable. Hi, I'm Donald Trump. Hi, I'm Madonna. Hi, I'm Vladimir Putin. But no. It's just going to be me. And why? Because I think the Backstage Pass sells itself. So let me ask it to sell itself. Backstage Pass?
Thanks a lot, Phil. Listen, I'm a Backstage Pass. And I think if you get one, well, you know.
Backstage Pass a little shy. What he's basically saying is, buy a Backstage Pass.
What the hell are you doing? Let me do this. The Backstage Pass. Get a year or a month. You got 20,000 hours of Phil Henry archives. You get the live streams. You get the pre-show. You get the video. You get the whole damn thing. And, of course, you have those live chats on Friday night and other marvelous moments. So get the Backstage Pass, and Phil Henry will thank you.
Yeah. At philhenryshow.com.
Well, famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is back.
All right, Steve Bozell with us on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, what we have, as you know, is it's going to be the inauguration of Donald Trump. It is the inauguration of the new president, Donald Trump. It's happening next month, and there is an inaugural. There are a series of inaugural celebrations, inaugural concerts, inaugural events of a variety. And Steve Bozell joining us from Corona, California, to comment on them. Steve, you are a Trump supporter, and that's fine. We're not here to talk about Donald Trump's politics or anything. We're not here to. By the way, where are you right now?
I'm in an arcade right now. I'm relaxing. It's what I do. I'll just come over here to the Corona Arcade just to relax and get away from it.
Now,
you used to have that pond, Steve.
What's that?
You used to have a pond you would sit next to.
Yeah, I have a pond, too, but as you know, we've got a squirrel Well,
you're still worried about the traveling squirrel, huh?
Yeah, I'm still worried about the traveling squirrel, but I don't want to be on with a squirrel talking behind me because you people, obviously.
All right, we don't have to talk about the traveling squirrel.
Well, I find it very interesting. So you've left the pond and you're sitting in an arcade.
Yes, sir. That's what I've. God.
It helps him relax.
It helps me relax.
All right, Steve, tell me about Rebecca Ferguson, who this young lady who has agreed to sing. I'm not familiar with her or her music. I probably should be.
Well, look, here's the thing about Rebecca Ferguson. She is a British singer-songwriter. She has been invited to perform at the Donald Trump inauguration. This is according to the newspaper The Guardian. But unlike the other musicians, celebrities, and ex-presidents who don't want anything to do with the president-elect, she said yes on one condition. She explained in a tweet on Monday, which linked to a statement on Twit Longer, which is like a long tweet. It's the long tweet, you know.
It's a Twitter feed, Phil, that allows you to...
No, I know what it is, I know.
What is it?
It's a Twitter feed that allows you to tweet longer than 140 characters.
Right. So, she wants to sing this song, Strange Fruit, and she says she'll appear only if she's allowed to perform that song. It was written by Abel Mirapol and famously recorded in 1939 by Billie Holiday.
Now, we've got... we have her statement.
Yeah, well, I've got it. It says, I've been asked, and this is my answer... If you allow me to sing Strange Fruit, a song that has huge historical importance, a song that was blacklisted in the United States for being too controversial, a song that speaks to all the disregarded and downtrodden black people in the United States, a song that is a reminder of how love is the only thing that will conquer all. Well, I mean, it goes on and on and on like that. And then she signs it, Rebecca X. I mean, you know, what's that about? First of all, she's from England. Okay, right there, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Well, and she's commenting on black people in America. I found that, you know, to be wrong.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Now,
may I finish?
Let him finish.
I know that she's black, but she's a black British person. And so she's not a black American. And for her to comment on what happened to black people in America... is like she's trying to... That's the whole reason why they went and got her.
What do you mean, went and got her?
I mean, that's why they asked her to sing, because they felt she probably is not going to be controversial, and they'll be able to have a black person on the show, on the inaugural show, and...
And they won't have any controversy.
Well, I think it stands to reason. You know, and for me, it... I don't know. Just for me, it seems like it's something that should be respected. If the president says, I know, let's go get a black person from England because they can't make comments, I don't know.
Bozell, I've heard you say a lot of dumb stuff.
Hey, General, I'm not disrespecting you.
Come on, General. I mean, let him talk.
Thank you very much, Robert.
But, you know, you're talking about how they have an expectation of a black person from England, but... do they have the same expectations to white people? You hire a white person from America as opposed to a white person in England. Do you get one different kind of white person than another?
Well, I mean, I mean, I don't think anybody's thought of it that way.
Well, it's a good point.
Yeah, damn good point. So I don't think saying, hey, you're a black person from England, you ought to be one way. You're a black person from America, you ought to be another way. I don't think that's even sane, you know.
Now, what is the story here? I'm looking at it. It's unlikely even Trump took Ferguson up on her offer. It wouldn't be the first time she performed. Oh, in the unlikely event, it wouldn't be the first time she performed a song popularized by Holiday. She recorded the entire album of Holiday covers in 2015, though Strange Fruit wasn't among them. The song was originally written as a poem inspired by a gruesome photograph. Oh, that 1930 lynching of Thomas Shipp and Abram Smith. And it's a very, very powerful thing.
Well, you know, and why would you want to introduce that into the inauguration of a, you know, just it doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know what, Steve? It's because there's a lot of people that have very strong feelings about Donald Trump, and they have very strong feelings about what has happened in America in terms of race relations.
Ms. Gray, that's the whole thing. The whole reason why people are irritated with the liberal point of view is what you're doing right there.
What am I saying that you don't agree with?
It's not what you're saying. It's how you're saying it. You're going, you know, Steve, there's so many, and there's a sing-songy, lilting, almost English kind of sound, you know? And
well, there you go, an English sound. Now, that lady is English, so why wouldn't you think she would have the same sort of effete sound?
Because she's black. she's a black English person, so she's not going to go all, oh, you know, she's going to be more like Cockney. I don't know.
Man, you don't know anything about people, man. Not just black people. You don't know anything about people.
What I do know is this. At the inauguration of an American president, it should be respectful.
What is disrespectful about singing Strange Fruit?
Are you kidding me? The whole reason why she's singing is because she's saying that Donald Trump's a racist.
Well, she's... No, I didn't see that in the statement at all. In the statement, it says that she simply wants to make a statement on the condition of black Americans.
All right, well, why would she do that at the Billy Carter's?
Jimmy Carter, not Billy.
Billy was the alcoholic.
Oh, yeah. Well, why wouldn't she do it at Billy Carter's? I mean, at Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan or something like that.
Probably because she wasn't even born yet.
Okay, Mr. Andrew, but you get my point.
No, actually, Steve... It's apples and oranges. It's a completely different mindset now than it was then. There's a lot of people very concerned about the Trump presidency, as you know.
Mr. Henry said we were not going to be dumping all over Donald Trump.
We're not. We're not going to do that. What we're doing here is talking about this inauguration, these inaugural events, the balls that they're having a hard time booking people. And you, Steve, are saying that this lady who has been booked to sing this song should not sing it because it's disrespectful, and they had a right to expect something different from a black person from England.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you a question. Give me an example of a black person from England that, you know, you can expect is not going to be like a black person from America.
Okay. A black person from England.
From England, not Bingland.
I said from England. That is not like a black person from America. Okay. That guy that was the lead singer in Thin Lizzy. Oh.
Who? What's he talking about?
The lead singer in Thin Lizzy.
That guy was black.
Yeah, he was black. Oh, man, get a load of this.
But...
Yeah,
but
find him, yeah.
Phil Lynott. Yeah, I remember him.
Who?
I think his name was Phil Lynott or Phil Lynott. And he was, yeah, he was the lead singer of Thin Lizzy. All right, here, this is,
Now, what's this?
This is Thin Lizzy.
All right, yeah, okay, now listen to the black guy in this group.
What do you mean the black guy in this group?
This guy's a black guy.
All right, so in other words, you're saying that...
You know what I'm saying.
He's saying this is a black guy that you should have different expectations of than a black guy from America.
Yeah, because he's into heavy metal.
Guess who just got back today?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Change had much to say.
All right, man.
But man, I still think them cats
are... Hold on, friend. I want to hear this.
They were asking if you were around.
Damn it, this
one. Was where you could be found.
Oh, this is a good song, though. Yeah, and this... Oh, this guy's black, huh? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, listen.
The boys are back in town, do-do-do.
Yeah, and they go on and on like that. And not one time does this guy talk about, you know, not being able to drink out of a drinking fountain or anything like that.
Oh, what a dumbass.
But that?
Nothing. I'm in the circuit. They played this one. Yeah. Diddly-doo-doo. All right, so you made your point, I guess.
I made my point, but that's what I'm saying. No, not one time in this song do you hear him talking about not me.
Slow down, Steve.
You know, not being able to sit at a lunch counter.
Every night she'd be on the
yeah, okay, man.
What she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot.
That's a pretty good song. Man.
Steaming.
All right.
And that time over at Johnny's place.
Hey, Mr. President-elect Trump, get Thin Lizzy.
I mean, yeah, the boys are Thin Lizzy.
I said, the boys are back in town.
All right, dude, thanks a lot, Steve.
I can't hear a goddamn thing to get.
Be right back, Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Hi, Lou Newcomb at Lou Newcomb Music. When's the last time you blew a saxophone? Probably never. Right now, we got a sale on saxophones you will not believe. Lou Newcomb's Music. We got saxophones that are baritone saxophones, soprano saxophones, and the basson saxophone, the brand new one. Take a look at that. There's Jerry to tell you more. The basson saxophone is one that I love. I play an awful lot of blues, a lot of jazz. Sometimes I serenade my wife downstairs, you know, on the front lawn while she's making herself ready for bed. Sometimes I just walk up and down the street blasting this thing, waking people up, dogs barking, cats meowing. It's a beautiful thing.
Come on down to Newcomb Saxophones. Newcomb Music. Newcomb Music in downtown Newcomb. My whole family owns the city. We own a music store. We own a park. It's right across the street from Newcomb Park, as a matter of fact. And get yourself a saxophone. We're giving those goddamn things away. Excuse my language. Newcomb Music in Newcomb, right across from Newcomb Park. Hey, by the way, pick up a new Newcomb saxophone, too. It sounds like a soprano sax that's got balls. World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Welcome back here on this Thursday. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we are at the Improv there, the Hollywood Improv on Melrose. Tickets available through a link on our home page, on our webpage at philhendryshow.com. We have a link there. We have a link at facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS. You can go to hollywoodimprov.com and pick up tickets there. We've also got a link at Twitter, so we'd love to see you there every first Friday of every month, man. So far, so good. We're at the Hollywood Improv Lab in Hollywood, California.
This is General Kevin Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And I'm Margaret Gray. And this is a lovely song. This is called Same Love, and it's by Macklemore and some other ass.
Don't say that.
Hold on. And we wanted to play it for you, but you can hear he's talking, and it's very kind of ponderous.
I guess he had a point.
It's a nice song.
Sure, whatever.
All right, so, folks, thank you very much. We will see you cats, we'll see you cats tomorrow. Same time, same thing. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Thank y'all.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Man, it'll be another show. It'll be a bitch to edit this thing.
Yeah, well, I'm the one editing it, so don't worry about it.
I'm Margaret Gray.
That's nice.